Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation with local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt, and today we'll be talking about what's going on up in Talkeetna.
And here to talk about it is Nick Condon, who's kind of in charge up there. And Nick, just tell us what you're doing this summer.
This summer we have two projects going on through Denali Drama, which is part of Denali Arts Council. We're bringing back our Summer Stock program, which is our youth theater program. So that's a program. It's a six-week theater program for youth to learn theater skills, improv skills, and at the end of the six-week course, actually put on a production. So this year our production is Schoolhouse Rock Live. It's a great show. It was actually the first show that was ever done by Talkeetna's youth theater, you know, Summer Stock program. So a lot of people are really excited. Actually, one of our cast members was in the original production then, is now our musical director now. So she's very excited to remount this show and get the kids excited about it, too.
That's great. I've always enjoyed watching what was going on in Talkeetna, but I've actually haven't been up there since I think I started the show.
A lot of people forget about Talkeetna and that we actually have a lot of art going on. Our program throughout the Denali Arts Council in general is called Experience Art in Talkeetna, and we've got experience drama, experience dance, experience improv, experience film. So we've had film workshops, mm-hmm. dance workshops, and my two workshops are both the theater workshop for the kids, Summer Stock, and again, that's Schoolhouse Rock Live, and also improv workshop that happens every single Sunday, and that's actually a drop-in class. So we have our veteran improvisers also there, you know, kind of advancing our skills, but we also let anybody who's never done improv before or who has done a little bit of improv before come up, and that's actually every Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Hangar. And so if you're up in Talkeetna for the weekend, come join us and, you know, learn mm-hmm. some improv skills or improve the ones you already have.
And Nick, you have quite a background in improv, don't you? Tell us about some of your background in improv and also children's theater, too.
Sure. I grew up in improv in Minneapolis, and I started doing comedy sports when I was 16 and did that for a couple years. And that's a competitive improv show where it's a short-form improv show, so little scene games and head-to-head games, and then moved on to the Brave New Workshop a couple years later. And they're one of the longest ongoing satirical comedy theater in the country, and they're based out of Minneapolis. And did shows with them and really got into doing long-form improv and different types of improv. And then also in Minneapolis, worked with the National Theater for Children and did touring theater all over the country. And so using all of that, my kind of past and history in improv and youth theater, I'm excited to bring both those to Talkeetna this summer and launch these programs.
And you're kind of in charge of all of this, I presume.
Yeah, I was the director of Denali Drama for a long time, for about 6-7 years, and then took off and was on tour for about a year and a half in the lower 48. And they kept it going a little bit and did a few shows, did a Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged, which was a great show. And the summer program last year, they did Talkeetna Live, Life at the End of the Road, which was another sketch show. And this year, since we didn't have enough people to in early season to keep a show going to do a sketch show, we decided to do a completely improvised show. And so that show is going to be at the end of August. That's August 14th through the 23rd. And that's going to be Alaskan-style competitive improv, and that's going to be called I Did a Prov.
That sounds like a great name.
Is there a Red Lantern Award for the Editor Pro?
We might need to create one. Yeah, we're still creating
for the last place.
Yeah, that would be great, actually. We're still kind of creating how the show is going to be structured and, you know, what how people can get scratched out of certain head-to-head competitions and who our lead dogs are going to be. But it's a pretty solid show so far, yeah.
Your lead dogs, I love that.
There's so many ways to go with this, isn't there?
Yeah, it's got a lot of potential, and we've got really strong improvisers, and basically it's going to be a situation where the audience comes in. The entire show is based off of audience suggestions. We even have certain members of the audience that will be referees and judges that will vote on which team they liked best or who they thought was funnier, and, you know, in the head-to-head competitions, we'll scratch certain teammates until one team reigns victorious at the end.
But in the meantime, you're also teaching youngsters, right?
Right. We just had our second week of workshops, and we got just a few more weeks left. And they're great. They're so excited. It's really exciting to see how much fun they have with not only the improv games, but working on some of the songs. And, like, you know, they'll say, oh, I've got an idea for what we can do for choreography for this song. Or we'll be halfway through rehearsals and they'll be like, can we play that one game? Like, yes, we can play that one game where we do that. Yes. But first, let's just finish this part and then we can do some more improv games and stuff like that. So it's really nice to see young people getting excited about theater.
Yes, it is.
Are you alone in the teaching, or do you have a staff with you?
I've got actually a whole crew for the youth program, which is great. Katie Kreppel, actually Heller now, she got married last year. And so Katie Heller, she is our musical director, vocal coach. And then Sandy Shoulders is our lead musical director. So she's kind of piecing everything together and getting them to sing and move at the same time. So, you know, otherwise so they don't look like awkward when they start moving and singing at the same time. And she does a great job at that, gets them going with rhythm. And then Deborah Windham is our piano player, and she leads our band. We'll also have a bass player and a drum guy as well, Jeff Pfeiffer and Tony Crescetto.
For those of you just tuning in, this is Stage Talk with our guest Nick Condon from, he's the Denali Drama Director up in Talkeetna, talking about all the things going on up in Talkeetna this summer. So you talked about improv, you talk about Schoolhouse Rock. Are all of your performers from Talkeetna, or do you bring people in from, say, Anchorage or the local area?
Most of our performers are from Talkeetna. Right now, they're all from Talkeetna. A couple summers ago, we actually brought a gentleman up from Anchorage, a gentleman named Brett. He came up and saw a couple of our shows and was an improviser before with, I think, an Anchorage troupe, and he expressed interest in joining us. So I brought him up on stage to do an improv scene with me. We did an improv structure that's just called ABC, where you get a suggestion, you know, to start a basic improv scene, but then also a letter of the alphabet. And every other line has to start with alternating letters. So if the first letter of the first sentence starts with the letter B, then the next sentence has to start with the letter C, and then D, and then all the way through the alphabet, taking turns, which is rather challenging, but really fun to do, and the audience is always pretty thrilled when it actually works out, which is pretty much every time. So we brought him up, and he joined us for our summer show a couple years ago, which was called How to Make Love Like an Alaskan, Sleepless in Soldotna. And he may or may not be coming up to join us this year. It'd be great to have him. If you're out there, Brett, come on down, play with us. But other than that, we're all Talkeetna. All the youth, all of our directors, everyone is from Talkeetna.
People who visit Talkeetna can see these shows, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, these shows are Schoolhouse Rock. And again, I'll tell you a little bit about Schoolhouse Rock. The plot of it is a school teacher named Tom. He wakes up and it's his first day of teaching school. So he's very nervous and he tries to bring him through the steps of talking about his first day of class. And then we start to see other sides of his personality come out. And that's all the other students in the show are just different facets and characters of his personality. So we've changed it slightly with the script because it's only cast for 6 people and we have 15. So we're going to see a lot more sides of Tom's personality in this version of Schoolhouse Rock than maybe in some others. So part of what the kids are doing is actually creating their own version of a character who will then have their own name. And there'll be all these different facets of Tom's personality, and they help him learn to teach, or help him know that he already knows how to teach through all the songs from the original Schoolhouse Rock cartoons.
That sounds like a brilliant play.
Yeah, it's really fun, and you know, most adults actually know a lot of the songs, you know, so I won't be surprised if when they, like the preamble, for example, is that you know the preamble.
Well, this is all Construction Junction, What's Your Function?
Injunction,
yeah.
What's Your Function?
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, a noun is a person, place, or thing.
Right. And Bill.
I'm just a Bill. Interjections. You know, there's so many great songs in that show that a lot of people, if they think about it, they probably already know. So I know there'll be times when the audience is singing along because the parents of these kids is right at the age when all of those cartoons were on. So they probably grew up watching all these cartoons. And the kids, I've showed them a few of them, and they're actually getting into, like, going on YouTube and watching some of the cartoons and getting inspiration from that, too.
This sounds like you have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah, I have a blast. And I'm, you know, really inspired by the kids, too, in rehearsal process, because they'll come up with an idea, and I'll see a moment like, okay, right there, we got to do that again. And, you know, I don't want to name names so for fear of leaving anybody out, but sometimes, you know, even some of our youngest members just provide really cool moments of inspiration, then we're like, okay, that right there, that's going in the show. We're going to do it that way every single time from now on. And we'll do a bit over and over until it just gets quite right. And thankfully, they are ready and willing to keep going and having a lot of fun playing with it. And the dates are the 25th and 26th of this month, July, at 7:30. And on the 27th, it's a matinee at 2 o'clock. I did improv is August 14th, 15th, and 16th, and 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
Well, Nick, we've got just less than a minute left. I know you guys perform at a really interesting space up there. It's an old hangar, right? Tell us a little bit where you guys perform.
We are right smack in the middle of beautiful downtown Talkeetna. It is a converted airplane hangar. Used to be one story. They picked up the whole building, built the first floor, and then the rest of the building became the second floor. So we have a beautiful balcony. It was mostly built by volunteers, and it was basically donated or sold at a very good price by Roberta Sheldon, who just recently passed away. And she did so much for Talkeetna, and she did so much for the arts. And we wouldn't have that place if it wasn't for her. So a big thank you goes out to her. We actually just had her memorial service at the hangar just this past weekend. So a big thanks to Roberta and the entire community of Talkeetna for being so supportive of the arts.
Thank you. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this program very quickly. Thank you very much for coming, Nick Condon. And we'll hear more from you from Talkeetna.
All right. Look forward to it.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. Alaska Fine Arts Academy is presenting the classic tale Winnie the Pooh, opening July the 11th and running through the 26th. For more information, contact akfinearts.org.
Summer Stock 2014, Schoolhouse Rock. Lessons will happen in Talkeetna June 18th to July 24th, with performances July 25th to the 27th. For more information, go to the website events at denaliartscouncil.org.
And opening tonight over at Anchorage Community Theater is a show being produced by Midnight Suns Theater called The Musical of Musicals, The Musical, being directed by David Block. Opens tonight, runs through July the 26th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7, and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. We've been talking to Nick Condon from Talkeetna, talking about what they're doing up there for the summer. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.